One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like when's the best time to pull your cracker? And will the Hansons turn on their television on Christmas Day? Do you not watch telly on Christmas Day?
No, not really.
Do you not?
No, but we will be this year.
Will you?
Yes. Why? Because I'm on the wheel, Christmas Day special.
Are you on an actual Christmas Day special?
Yes. I'm sorry. You're doing Top of the Pops, are you, this year?
No, I didn't get asked back.
I thought you and I could have tag team Christmas Day.
Are you on Christmas Day?
Yes, I'm on the Christmas Day special.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, I'll watch that. I'll definitely watch that. Congrats. It's not that they didn't ask me back. They're not doing Top of the Pops this year.
Oh, are they not?
I don't think so, anyway.
No, that's what they've said.
That's what they've said, anyway. No, it's good. I was gutted, to be honest.
So hang on. You did it last year.
Yeah.
And then this year they've gone, it's probably best we don't do it.
Pretty much. Yeah, okay. I'm not even joking. Apparently it's budget reasons, but I'm not too sure. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted? What are you creeping for? Christ, you're about as inconspicuous as a fucking hippopotamus. Oh, God, I'm sorry. They might have had a festive drink before.
Well, better have a bit of a...
Before this episode, might have had a little festive drink. It might be a little bit tiddly. And of course,
accidentally sexted your boss. Finished.
But we're not usual agony ants. Are we William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert? It's Christmas!
No, we're not Jordan North radio presenter, but not Top of the Pops presenter this year.
You shithouse.
I'm more descant, you're more discount.
What's descant?
Like an alternative harmony within a song that you hit at carols. Thank you to Luke Moroney for that one.
Thank you, Luke. Now, we usually start the episode...
Famously.
...with the late Queen and the late Queen Mother's favourite drink, which was a gin and the bonnet.
Yes.
The bonnet is a French aperitif wine.
Fortified.
Fortified, sorry.
Yes.
Fortified.
Very much like the late Queen and the late Queen Mother.
All right.
What? They like to drink, particularly the late Queen Mother.
Oh, I thought you were saying they were fortified.
Well, I was.
Oh, right. Okay.
Full of alcohol.
Right. All right, I'm with you now. So we asked a couple of weeks ago, what was the King's favourite drink?
Yes.
And we found out it's also one of my favourite drinks, which is a martini. Yep. Now, we didn't know if it was a gin martini or vodka martini, did we?
No, and I forgot to actually ask that question. I'll find out for next year.
So...
But what do you like?
I like both. I like a gin and a vodka martini. It depends on what mood I'm in, but we also like a Vesper.
And that, yeah, okay, you've told us what that is. Yeah.
So, for today, and today only, because it's Christmas, we're going to start this episode with the King's favourite drink.
And I think that's very fitting, because, of course, this year has been it's a funny old year. We also lost the Queen, and we've had her drink, and now we're going to have the King's drink. But we will go back to next year having a gin and a bonnet. Don't panic. You're not going to become... Martini divas.
Now, I'm going to make my martini, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to look down the lens and say this to the cameras here, right? For anyone that's a proper cocktail maker, what are they called?
Mixologist.
For any mixologist, please don't start with, I won't do it like that, or I won't do it like that. This is how I make it. This is how I was taught to make it. Not that long ago, about 18 months ago, I really got into them, and this is how I'm going to make it for you.
Okay.
I'm going to make one for Ben. Let me tell you, these get you absolutely shit-faced, right? Are you sure you're ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first of all, I've got ice in the glasses to keep them cool. Yep.
Give it another bit of an audio.
There's some ice in the glass.
Do this and we'll win an audio production award.
Again, I want to stress to any mixologists and proper professional, all right, cocktail makers, And you might not make it.
We've got a
like
different
this.
Type of glass.
Yeah.
Just describe the glass.
Just give that a rinse out, actually. Oh. It should be all right. So these are cocktail glasses. I actually think these are too big, if I'm honest. These are way...
And but they're yours.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want to bring my smaller ones in because they're expensive. so these are probably a bit too big.
And these now, are martini glasses. It's the sort of the...
This is a dry martini, so I like mine really dry, which means only a bit of martini. So we've got some vodka. I'm going to make it for three of us. Right, so let's get the ice into the... Into there, maybe.
Now, what have you got there?
A bit more.
You've got a cocktail shaker.
Cocktail shaker, okay. Right, keep those glasses cool.
I'll be so, gin and debonair is simpler.
Yeah, so here we go. This is how I'm going to make it. So
can, you've got some Grey Goose vodka.
Yeah, can you open that for us, the martini?
And
please?
This is the vermouth, isn't it?
Yeah, the vermouth, which you've kept very cool. Thank you very
extra
much.
Extra dry.
Extra says. Dry. That's how William likes it. Oh, okay. So I'm going to
do... You can do it.
William's ass.
Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you. So I'm going to do a double for us each.
Double?
Yeah.
I don't really like martini, if
no,
I'm honest.
I like this one. Now.
Jordan, that is...
We've got some pre-chopped lemons. So first of all...
Which can we thank out Jonathan in the cafe downstairs for doing that for
so
us?
So what I do is I put the lemon around the rim of the glass there, like that. Just to give it a little sweet taste. Put that
a sweet there. Taste? It's a lemon.
A zesty taste, right. Sorry. All right, gobshite. So just pop... I need to put that in there. Just pop that round. Lemon round the rim, sorry.
A lemony rim.
A lemony rim.
I think I knew him.
Good one. And then... Now.
William's gone.
Sorry, this isn't great radio, or not, audio, I know. Okay, so I might actually...
You are manhandling the citrus.
That's all right, tell me that, and I'll just give that a bit of a...
Squeezing a bit of lemon into the cocktail shaker.
Squeeze a bit of lemon into the cocktail shaker. Might need to put beer. Now, here's the trick.
Now you've got
where's the vermouth lid?
Oh, here.
I put a tiny, just a... They say one shot. I'm going to put a tiny lid in. You only need a bit of the vermouth.
But there is a lot of vodka in that.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? I might do two lid shots, actually. Right, the vermouth. This is the best bit. Okay, we got that in there. I might put a bit more ice in, actually. You give it a good shake, right? Give it a good shake.
You put the top on the... Okay. You put the top on the bottom.
Yep. And this is what we do. Ay, 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 like your coconut. Your plumpy, juicy raisins are divine.
Cha-cha-cha.
Your apple slice, bananas, and your hazelnuts. Each ball is divine. Cha-cha-cha. Remember the old brand advert?
Yes, you've done it before.
So you do one of those again. Ay, 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 like your very much. Your plumpy, juicy raisins are divine. Your apple slice, bananas, and your hazelnuts. Cheese piccolo is divine. I'm going to give it another shake.
Oh,
look how cold that is. Right, look how cold that is.
It's like being at the Savoy.
Right, boys. No, it's... Do you want to come round for this, Ben?
Come on, Ben, bring your chair.
Bring your chair.
Or Neil.
Who's Neil? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Can I stay here?
It's quite weird having you sitting very close to me.
It's going to be good.
Makes a change of strategy on me.
So I'm pouring it in now.
See the tour.
Pouring it
in. So Jordan's pouring in the martini into the glasses. Isn't martini meant to be clear?
No. That's clear because... I've probably poured a bit too much in that one.
He's balancing out the glasses.
Right. That'll do.
Don't put this bit in.
So these glasses are a bit too big, I admit. So that's a vodka martini, extra dry.
So am I having the gold rim?
Oh, no, you have the gold rim.
Ben?
Have that one, okay.
You're being rimmed.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. No clinking.
Take a big sip.
Ben, this is why we don't let you anywhere near.
Take a big sip.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Sorry.
That's my first ever martini.
Is it your first ever martini?
What do you think of that?
To be fair...
It's just vodka, isn't it?
Mm.
It's a bit... I'll be honest, it's a bit wet for me.
It's a bit wet? Now, what does that mean?
So it's probably a bit too much martini. But it's nice, isn't it? What do you think?
Now, let me have another sip.
Is it not very alcoholic?
It's bleeding alcoholic, and this is coming from someone who likes gin and de Bonnet.
Oh, it does do that. Right, let me tell
Come
you.
Come on, you sip it, Ben.
It's the only, oh, yeah, I'm working.
What do you think I'm doing?
This isn't work.
Ben, have a sip. Right. If you've had a stressful week, watch this. We'll do it together.
On a Thursday.
So if you've had a stressful week, you get in on a Friday.
Or a Thursday.
And you want a drink, make one of these. It's really simple. Take a sip with me now. All right. Sip together, 1, 2, 3. And you can feel it go down your whole body. You feel the tingle.
Do you know, I can recommend something else.
What? Can you feel that? Mm-hmm. Can you feel it?
Anyway. What about the martini?
Should we crack on with the episode?
Oh, no, Ben, no, stay, Ben.
It's quite nice.
Hang on, Ben, stay. Come back. Jordan, first of all, thank you very much for the martini.
You're welcome.
That's very nice. It's delicious. Now, Ben, a few episodes ago, can you cast your mind back? We were talking about Jordan's lovely robe that Jordan had on Instagram.
Yeah.
You posted a photograph, and we worked out that we had one. Well, because you are our long-suffering producer... And we love you very much.
Cut you a little.
Oh, it's your sack.
Empty Williams sack.
Now, look, we've just...
Oh, you're all caught up.
What I love is I gave this tag for Jordan to sign, and he signed the other side of it. So where I put happy birthday and Christmas, because it's just been your birthday, thank you for everything, love, William, and... He's written on the other side, love you loads, Ben, Merry Christmas, Jordan.
Oh, very sweet.
Just let you know, I have another one on him. I'm going to go into Wendy Norfolk. Seriously. We're about 10 minutes away from me putting a few warm truths on the table.
Right, okay,
you know what
good.
Wendy's like when she's had a vodka? And
yeah.
you can piss off for start. Mum, I've not, I'm about to go in Wendy North mode. It's gone right to me at that. Go on then, open your present.
Should I open my sack?
Open, unload, Ben.
No, empty William's sack.
It's Ben's sack.
So we've got you. Tell everyone what we've got, yeah?
It's a lovely robe.
It's a
Whatever
dress.
Whatever will I do with this?
A good belt, Sam. Really sturdy.
And if you look on the front of it, it's nice and soft.
Ooh.
But if you look on the front... Oh, I still need
Massive.
To give...
Massive.
We've had it monogrammed.
Oh, PB.
Yeah, I thought you said... Is it PB?
PB.
Where's
PB.
The E?
Did you know you have two?
Where's the
No,
E?
I... Right, okay. Two things. I need to pay you for that as well. We're going after it. So make sure I put that in your account before I leave. Second thing, I said EPB, but he said PB.
No, I prefer PB.
PB ring slips off the tongue.
Yeah,
what did you say?
I think we need to decide, because at the moment we're sort of somewhere in between, aren't we?
Well, so. I wanted executive producer, Ben. What do you say?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's a pleasure. We've all got... And we've brought it, bizarrely, for social media, we've brought in our own robe so we can have a photo.
We're all going to get... But who's going to take the picture? So we've all brought
we'll
our robes in. So basically, we've all got matching robes now.
Okay.
Well, they're different colours.
And I've got a sack. Or is that
no, you can keep that.
Can I keep the sack?
Yeah, all right. Go on, off you pop. Take your martini and your robe. Bless you.
Oh, thank God. It's gone.
And now's probably a good time to say that we've got a new producer for the new year. So.
Thanks for all your hard work.
Thanks for all your hard work. Right. Okay. So, where are we? As always, if you need our help with something, then we'd love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexwithmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexwithmyboss, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sexwithmyboss.com.
Thank you for the martini. It is quite nice, actually. It's growing on me. But it's the same as gin and de Bonnet, because the first time I tried gin and de Bonnet, I was a bit, whoa, this is strong. I'm not sure if I'm going to like this. Now look at me.
I can do better ones. It's not my best one. It's not my worst.
No, it's lovely.
Just be careful, because it gets you pissed. Just be careful. They get you.
Good luck, everyone.
There's a bar in London that serves them, and people go because it's famous for them, but they don't serve more than two. What?
Duke's.
I think it is Duke's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Duke's Hotel is where...
It's famous for a martini.
It's where supposedly Ian Fleming was sitting, and he got the inspiration to give James Bond the martini.
Anyway, and people go and... After the second, the barman, I don't know if it's true, highly recommend that no more than two.
Oh, Ben's in it.
Oh, he's got his
Ben,
thing
can
here.
I just say, why have you taken your top
come
off?
Come and show everyone. Come and show everyone.
Why did you have to come take your top off for
come
that?
Come and show everyone.
You've taken your trousers off as well, you pervert.
Why would I not?
Well, you can put a robe on top of your clothes.
It's comfortable.
It's nice, isn't it?
That's quite, let me.
It's
let
soft.
Me, we'll film oh, it. Yeah, it's let nice. Me get my finger out.
Oh.
Christ.
Please say you kept your pants on.
Bend there. Give us a twirl.
Not too fast.
And just give us a flash. Open up the belt. Go on. The G&D Divas will love it. Oh! There we go. Right. Okay. Look.
You walk around that camera so camply.
Oh. Come on, people are listening to this and thinking, what the hell's going on? Right, anyway.
What a year we've had.
What a year we've had.
It's been a fun... This is the first year, of course, we have done... Other than that week we fell out, we've done no...
We didn't fall... Yeah, we did.
We did. we've done... We've done.
William nearly cost me a lot of money, Gene. It wasn't that.
I was just reminding you of your contractual obligations. In a court of law, I would have won. No, it's fine. And hey, we get to make go hard or go home jokes next year, so it's all turned out for the best.
Do you know what the most annoying thing about that argument was? You were right. Because I remember you saying, go back to him and say this. And I did. And they, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway,
as ever, I'm always right. But no, what a year it's been. We've done Always On, bar that one week. I've got married. Haven't mentioned it, but I got married.
Yes, you got married. And we've been, this is series infinity.
Yes.
Yes.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes.
Beyond.
What else has happened?
We've done a tour.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. You've had your stag day, we've done a tour.
Yes, you've moved house, we've launched a steamer, perhaps the most bizarre piece of podcast merchandise ever.
Creative or sellouts, you decide, but that's available on the website, sexandmyboss.com. You can actually get a Help I Sex My Boss branded steamer.
First time for a couple of years we haven't had any lockdowns.
Yes.
Although now Ben's got that dressing gown, we've got a lockdown, there's a lockdown in his future.
What do you mean? Oh, the good belt, then. No pockets, though.
Two new impressions, Diego and Kat.
Hello, what do I say? My name's Diego and I'm Ben and Kat's dog. Or what, babes? And Kat.
Hi, Ben. Have you been talking about me on the podcast again? No, Kat. I believe you have, Ben.
And we've had the new feature, the hit feature, smash hit, or similar words. Of William's etiquettymology of the week.
William's etiquettymology of the week.
Yeah. Indeed. So, and we've just drunk a martini.
Yeah, and we're pissed already. What's your Christmas plans? What are you doing this year?
We're going to see Micah's family.
Oh, you're going up to Wakefield?
It's not Wakefield, but yes, we're going up in that direction.
You got your crash helmet?
My crash helmet?
Yeah. For Wakefield, for Yorkshire.
Why would I need a crash helmet?
Oh, Merry Christmas, Mum! Merry Christmas, Dad! This is William, my husband. It still feels weird saying that. Come on, Obe. Come and sit yourself down. Do you want a snowball?
If Mikey, the day Mikey calls me hubby is the day that he will be seeing the inside of a divorce court.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so you're going up to Wakefield? That'd be nice.
No, it's not Wakefield, but yes, we're going up to Yorkshire.
It is Wakefield.
No, it's not.
Was he or was he not born in Wakefield?
I was, John. I was Wakefield, born and bred, proud as punch here. I'm taking him up there.
What are you doing for Christmas?
This and that. No, bit of this, bit of that.
Do you want to tell me?
Spending time with family and friends.
And you're not working?
Yeah, I'm doing Christmas Day breakfast on Radio 1.
You're doing Christmas Day breakfast?
Which I've always wanted to do, and Scott Mills has done it for years. Greg did it for years, and I've always wanted to do it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, do you need a co-presenter?
No, it should be all right, actually.
Oh, okay.
But thanks.
Well, I'll be in Wakefield, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. He is, he's in Wakefield, so I'm doing that on Christmas Day, which I'm looking forward to.
What are you hoping Father Christmas brings you this year?
Not even thought.
Probably lots of nice things for your new house.
Yeah, bits for new house, yeah.
It's great when people do move or get their first house or move into a bigger premises or move in together because people's Christmas or birthday lists suddenly become very interesting, whereas previously you struggle. Would you like to know what's on my Christmas list this year?
Oh, I cannot believe at 34 years old you do it. How old are you now? 33.
33.
Are you 32 or 33?
I'm not 32, I'm 33.
All right. At 33 years old, he still does a Christmas list. Go on. I don't know, mate. All I want for Christmas, as long as there's decent booze in the house and good food, that's all I want. And to be spending with good ones. All I want for Christmas is you. Go on then, give us your Christmas list.
So, I would like a new mattress protector.
Why? Why have you put that? Just order it off Amazon.
Well,
why would you?
Because
put
I that struggle.
In?
I'd like 2 or 4 new pillow protectors. I'd like 4 new napkins to match an existing set. I'd like a book by Lady Anne Glimconner, or Lady Glimconner, she correctly
got
is.
That first
yes, the
one.
New one.
She had hard life.
I'd like some new kitchen knives.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like this. I mean, no one will believe me when I say this. I'd like some 0% gin. It's just a particular brand that's come out, which
yeah,
I quite like.
I do like that.
And I'd like some Arthur Price steak knives in Grecian pattern.
Is that all?
That's it. That's all I want. Oh, and I'd quite like a new coffee grinder.
Oh, okay.
I found an even more upmarket
one. I don't know
one.
What I want. I've got both Burnley tops this year. What do I want? What do you want, Ben? You got yours, dressing gown.
Yeah, you don't need anything else now.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want much, do you?
No, I just get
just want peace.
Nice,
peace.
A nice bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a nice bottle of whiskey.
How, do they do 0% whiskey like they do 0% gin?
What's the point?
Well, just to have something for the sake of enjoying it. Did you know most 0% gins are even fewer calories than actual gin?
Oh, is it? Mm. You have a 0% gin most nights, don't you?
Yes, Monday to Thursday. Oh, tell you what, you know that lovely bottle of wine you brought when you all came round for dinner?
Oh, that one I brought, yeah.
Yes, which we had when we came to yours.
Claret,
your old
yeah,
place.
Definition.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I just felt like a bottle of red wine. I mean, I didn't have the whole bottle.
A bottle,
I mean,
glass.
I did over the week.
Oh, okay.
I just started. I don't drink red wine at home unless I have people over, but I just walk around the house with a glass of red wine.
It's a welcome to your 30s, Karen. It's easily done.
But it's delicious wine, isn't
it's
it?
It's easily done.
You that, can get me that again.
I know a good red when I see one.
So, yes.
Yeah. I knew you'd like that one.
It's nice.
That's why I don't drink it weak.
Oh, I do.
I know, but if I drank it weak, I'd be like smashing a bottle of wine a night.
So oh, just, no, don't do that.
I just wait till the weekend. Because okay. It's so easy to come on. There's nothing wrong with it coming home from work and having a glass. Do you have a drink most nights? No.
Anyway. It's just drunk on life.
What else has happened this year? What are you doing for New Year?
I don't know. I hate New Year. Yeah. I've said this before. We'll just be in London.
I think, maybe we should all meet up. Because
yes.
I think we'll be in London as well.
Oh, we could come around to yours.
Yeah, I think you should actually.
Ben, you busy?
What are you doing New Year's Eve? We might still be, I don't know. If I have my dining table, I'll have yous round.
If not, we could have a picky tea, darling.
Yeah, we could do. Yeah. I'll make a New Year's Eve picky tea.
New Year's Eve picky tea.
Oh, we can do that. Oh, and we can have a game of, it's basically that Claudia Winkleman TV show. It's called...
Strictly Come Dancing.
No, a card game, but they've made the TV show out of it. Oh, it's called Traitor or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll have a game of that. Yeah, I'll look into that.
I'm going to keep this anonymous because in case this particular relative of mine hears this, but before Christmas Day... But one of my relatives has asked for the board game of Michael McIntyre's The Wheel, which we gave Ben last year. And
is it any good, that?
We had a good hour on Boxing Day.
Yeah. And I'm giving it to my relative, who will open it on Christmas Day, and then watch me on The Wheel on Christmas Day.
Are you on The Wheel on Christmas Day?
Yes,
I've not mentioned it.
No. How meta?
Meta?
Oh, God. Don't worry.
Right. Anyway.
There's only going to be one occasion in my life I can do that.
Who's making the Christmas dinner then this year? Oh, if you're having it in Yorkshire, will he be doing Yorkshire puddings?
Probably.
I think Yorkshire puddings and Christmas dinners.
But they do beef, so that kind of works.
Do they?
Well, you have a choice of beef or turkey.
Yeah, we are. Last year, Kate made beef, turkey and ham.
Beef, turkey and ham?
It might have just been turkey and ham. I forget.
It's the three wise men, not the three roast meats.
All right.
Sorry. Amuse myself.
Is that vodka gone to your head yet?
It is, yes. Can we have another one in part two?
So
which is mine?
That's yours. Right. Yeah, they get yammered then. They're lethal. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else.
I can see why the king likes it.
I do like Christmas Day itself. I love Boxing Day when the footy's on. Burnley's game's been moved, though.
Oh, where's it been moved to?
It's moved to... Are we playing you? Played Stoke.
On the 30th, it's at Stoke.
No, because we're
yeah,
playing on...
Boxing Day, but the one after is Stoke.
Yeah, we're playing you on the 30th at Turf Moor. Should go on, actually.
I think it's at Stoke.
No, yeah, it's at Stoke. Oh, we should go on. Yeah, I've not decided what. Yeah, anyway, so that's been moved.
I am in between Christmas and New Year. Joe and Luke and my brother and Mikey and I are going to watch The Panto. That's what we're doing.
I think it's weird to go and watch Panto after Christmas.
Well, last year with Ella and Josh, we went and saw it in January. And that, although it was great, was a little bit weird because that's right at the end of the run. But at least you're still in... The
yeah.
Christmas. You haven't had New Year yet, but I'm looking forward to that. Although, Joe and Luke, we've already booked up, or we're booking our panto for next year, which is the new... They used to do it above the Stag in Vauxhall, but they've moved it. It's a... Let's put it this way. It's an adult panto, and it's called He's Behind You.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so we can't wait for that.
Oh, that you would you'll love that. Yeah, I need to go. I'm hoping to go and see V. Vernon, because he's in panto as well this year.
Oh, yes, he is.
And I'm very good, and I want to go and see him.
He's in High Wycombe?
It is High. Shall I tell you? We'll give him a good plug.
Yeah.
Because I'm meant to be going and see him, but I've been
like you did in the shower.
That's very good. That's very good. Oh, yeah, Vernon's in panto in Wycombe.
High Wycombe, isn't it?
At the Swan Theatre.
The Wycombe Swan?
Yeah, as Cinderella. So,
hiya, Wycombe.
that's quite good as well for you. And I'm going to try and get to see him as well if I'm back down.
Oh, of course, yeah. Because you're still going to be up in...
I'll go and see him in that limbo week. I love the Crimbo limbo week. Gooch week, as some people call it.
Is it just Christmas Day you're working and that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so at least you can relax.
I love that week, just watching films. And some people hate it, but it's just watching films and going pub and...
Putting your new mattress topper on the bed.
Yeah, putting your new mattress topper on the bed.
That sort of thing.
What's been your favourite dilemma?
Well, the ones that are standing out in my mind would be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Father on Grindr.
Lad who speaking to an older man on Grindr, swapping nudes and dirt chat, and then when they swap face pics, realises it was his dad.
And Harry Potter.
Getting fingered in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Something to tell the grandkids. Yeah, we've had quite a few this year, haven't
we? That was very Wendy, what you just did there.
What did I do?
You just went, something to tell the grandkids.
Then I spilled my... I told you to get you pissed these, don't we?
I've got to read correspondence. And also, today it's a handwritten spesh. So they're all handwritten.
Oh, you're
so joking. I'm going to be deciphering people's handwriting, reading words that probably don't make grammatical sense whilst a little bit drunk.
The thing about vodka is, I love it, but it does make you want to headbutt people. If I leave here and you're outside nutting randomers, I'll know it's the vodka.
Okay.
Yeah. The Norths aren't very good on vodka, I'm not going to lie. The Norths are not good on vodka.
Don't think the Hansons are, right?
In fact, vodka should be banned because my dad's not great on vodka. My mum is... Tell you what, my mum could knock out Dwayne Johnson on vodka.
The Rock.
The Rock, seriously. We're not good on vodka, but these are good. Oh, God, I'm pissed.
Would you like to do Jordan's joke of the week?
Let's do Jordan's jolly joke of the week.
Jingle all the way.
Hey, very good.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's jolly joke of the week. Cha-cha-cha.
Okay, why does Santa have such a big sack? And I'll tell you the punchline after this break.
Want to find the perfect Father's Day card? Dad deserves better than a drugstore card. This year, surprise him with a special personalized card from Moonpig. You can add your favorite photos and a heartfelt message. Plus, no more worrying about stamps or going to the post office, because we'll mail it for you the same day. Every dad deserves a Moonpig card. Get your first card free with code PODCAST at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Okay, G and Divas, thanks for sticking with us. It's our Christmas special episode of Help, I Sex and My Boss. We're a bit pissed on the King's favourite drink, which
Martini.
Is Martini. And it's time for Jordan's Jelly Joke of the Week. Why does Santa have such a big sack?
I don't know.
Because he only comes once a year.
Nice.
Two snowmen in a field.
Yeah.
One says to the other, can you smell carrots?
You've done all of these before. I didn't want to tell you this.
I know, but you can think of that. Do you know traditionally why we have an angel at the top of the Christmas tree?
Yes, go
on. Do you know?
Yes, because they were...
Shut up. So, well, then... Few days before Christmas, Santa's, Father Christmas, is stressed, proper pissed off. Everyone's getting on at him. Mrs. Claus is getting on at him. Elves are getting on at him. Reindeers are getting on at him. He's well stressed, really pissed off. Goes into his office, slams the door. Next thing you know, it's a knock at the door. It's the angel. She comes into his office. She says, Santa, where do you want this Christmas tree? And that's why we have the angel at the top of the tree from now on. He shoved it up her ass. In case you didn't know.
Thanks. It's always jokes are always very good when you have to explain them.
Shut up. Shall we go to listeners' problems and questions?
Yes, just before we do that, remember you can post a picture of your Christmas tree onto TikTok with hashtag PickyTree, tag in at SexedMyBoss, and I will try and rate as many of the trees as I can over the festive period.
Do that. We're going to do Picky Trees. So send in your pictures of all your decorations, all your trees, even better if you've got like outside decorations. The tackier, the sillier, the better. And William Hansen will read them out. Oh, is this going to be ages reading all this? Right. Okay.
I know, yeah, that was before the martini.
We've got loads of handwritten letters, so this is going to take a while.
This is from PK Rooney. Dear Will and Disgrace.
I'm so pissed. I've only had one of them, and they go straight to your head.
And executive producer Bob. Oh, no, he starts next year. Firstly, may I send thanks to you for the fantastic podcast. I have spent the last 3 weeks playing your entire back catalogue. No mean feat, considering how meaty your back sea is. Reliving the past few years through your trials and tribulations has been a wonderful journey and a distraction from the crazy world we now endure. Mm. And just like your good selves, I am now mad for the D. What a delicious revelation. Thank you, kind sirs. You both are national treasures in my eyes. On to my dilemma. Some months ago, quite late at night, a notification flashed up on my slimline telephone, good, informing me that a good friend of mine was live on Facebook. I immediately thought this to be odd, as my friend is not really into the socials. I proceeded to open the app and was horrified to see a live video of him in his ensuite bathroom spread over the front camera of his phone, legs akimbo, seemingly investigating his gooch. That's the fleshy part between the chocolate starfish and the ball bag. Suddenly, there was a kerfuffle and the Facebook Live presentation ended with a quick shot of his face, looking absolutely mortified.
He was checking his arse on Facebook Live.
I was stunned into silence.
He didn't know he was on Facebook Live.
The following morning, his wife called me in hysterics, explaining her husband had thought he was using the camera on his phone to see if he had a pimple on his aforementioned gooch.
Yeah, I bet that's the excuse I'd use as well.
Only realising he was using Facebook Live when it was too late. Apparently, there had only been 5 viewers of his fall from grace, and his wife asked if I had been one of them.
This is fucking brilliant.
Out of respect and to spare his embarrassment, I lied and said I had not seen it. By this point, his wife and I were in hysterics, laughing uncontrollably. To this day, he is quite anxious about who had seen him that fateful night. I feel rather guilty for fibbing. And so, did I do the correct thing, or does his anxiety of mystery viewers warrant a confession? Also, what is the correct etiquette for investigating one's gooch? Yours sincerely, PK Rooney.
One's gooch. Okay, I would have said at first, it's better to lie, sometimes white lies, but I think it's better to be honest in this situation, so at least he can tick one of the 5 off and then he knows.
I mean, I guess it depends on your relationship with the person.
He's going to go around the rest of his life, every party he goes to, every time he goes into work, it's like, are they seeing it?
Yeah, did they see it?
Yeah, it's regrettable, it is. I'd move abroad if that was me. Someone's seen me checking out a spot on my ass on FaceTime. Facebook Live. How did he end up on Facebook Live?
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Maybe the friend is slightly older,
yeah,
and didn't necessarily know what app does what.
Why don't you just check in a mirror?
Or just ask your significant other to have a look.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than broadcasting on Facebook Live.
If you had a spot on your ass, would you get Kat to look at it? What about a pile?
Doctor. Or go to the doctor's.
For a pile?
Well, yeah.
For Jeremy Kyle.
Well, look at this. This says Telegram.
Wow. Is that what telegrams used to come like?
Well, no.
What were telegrams? It was just a quick letter, weren't it?
It was like a text message.
Or an email.
Or a text message.
In the old days.
Yeah.
Very short.
Very short. Because you get charged per word. So thus you would drop things like the and and...
Oh.
Like text messages used to be.
How would it be done then?
By either Morse code or by a telegram machine, which I don't know, but I'm going to call it a telegram machine. Telegraph.
Thank you.
So this is a telegram. This is from Thomas. Dear William and Jordan, I have been a G&Diva since you first started the podcast. Until now, I've never had cause to write to you. I've recently made a significant change in my life and, along with two friends, moved 300 miles across the country from a semi-rural area to the big city. Other than the two friends I now live with, I only know one other person in the city, who is a very senior political figure, who I got to know after I got my first job in politics several years ago. He has been a great friend and mentor and very supportive of our move. He has been particularly supportive of me and has invited me to a number of events so I can meet new people, including having me at some of his work events as a plus one. Oh. The issue I have is, as lovely as he is, he's incredibly socially awkward. Hmm. And I turn up to things and he doesn't introduce me to anyone, so they've no idea who I am. And I don't know anyone's names or in what capacity they're attending. Equally, it's clear no one understands who I am and where I've appeared from. And as I'm visibly around 2 decades younger than him, I don't want to appear as some sort of consort for hire. How should I address this without appearing silly or being pointed? Yours sincerely, Thomas.
Just introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Thomas, such as a friend. Oh, hi, I'm William. I'm here with Jordan.
Yeah.
I think you're overthinking it, Thomas. Maybe.
Possibly. Maybe you are worried that there is something a bit, you know.
Also, lots of questions about this friendship.
Yes.
Here. Lots of questions, Thomas. Not going to lie, but we'll just...
Gloss over those.
Gloss over that. That's the word. So many questions. Like, what's going on here? But yeah, I would absolutely just introduce yourself. Say hi. I'm Jordan. I'm here with William, or I'm William's
friend. Friend.
And introduce yourself.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You shouldn't have to. You're absolutely right, Thomas. Your friend should introduce you, and actually etiquette for everyone else. If I bump into Jordan, for example, I know Jordan, and I'm with my friend Bonzo, for example. Then I obviously...
How is Bonzo? I've not seen him for years.
Then I say, "Oh, Bonzo, this is Jordan."
Bonzo.
I don't know. Just
sounds like one of your public posh boy nicknames.
Bonzo.
It's Bonzo. I'd call him Bonzo. Well, he's a bit of a Bonzo, isn't he? What? Yeah, a bit of a Bonzo. Yeah.
I'll tell you where Bonzo comes from. Bonzo comes from my lovely English teacher in GCSE English, who would have two fictitious ideal students, Elsie or Bonzo. Elsie was the perfect pupil who always did her... Well, it was called prep, which has a different meaning now, but her homework on time, turned up punctually, participated in class. And Bonzo was the opposite, was always late, dishevelled, skipped classes. So you didn't want to be a Bonzo, you always wanted to be an Elsie. And I was a big Elsie at school.
I bet you was. Mm. And up until recently, it sounds like Bonzo was running the country.
No, that's Bozo.
Oh, yeah. Bojo.
This one is from Jill. Dear William, I don't like Adidas Yeezy trainers. However, my husband does. What the hell are Yeezy trainers?
I don't know, but I need to sneeze.
Sneezy.
Go on.
I don't like Adidas Yeezy trainers, but my husband does.
You just read that bit.
He has now purchased a pair of their sliders. Hideous. Still no idea. Is it acceptable for me Is it acceptable for me to sneakily take them out of the suitcase before we leave for holiday?
No.
I will replace them with a plain black pair so he will not have sliders. So he will still have sliders, just not the designer ones. Please pass my best regards to your friend and colleague, Jordan. Yours sincerely, Jill Blair. Jill sends her regards.
Oh, thanks, Jill. No, Jill, don't do this, because Wendy did this on holiday once, and it really pissed Graham off, and they didn't speak for the first 3 days.
Right.
They went on holiday together, and they were over on cases, because mums and dads are dead, like, you know, they actually weigh cases and stuff before they go away. And they were over, so my mum took all of his books out for holiday, loads of his clothes, loads of his shoes, so she could keep hers, and he went mad, so don't take him out.
Okay. No.
But then I get it, Jill, if he's an older, because my dad went into a phase of buying Converse.
At what age?
We're talking a couple of years ago. He's got Converse.
Would I suit a pair of Yeezys?
You'd suit a pair of Jordans, I think.
Jordans?
Yeah.
What are they?
Yeah, the Nike Air Jordans, is it? Yeah.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he'll check you.
Well, maybe for Christmas, I'll put on a late addition to my Christmas list, a pair of Yeezys.
Please let me dress you for one of your next etiquette classes. I'll put you in a pair of Jordans and skinny jeans.
What is it, 2014?
Yeah. Hey. No, I'm a slim fit these days.
Do you know what my jean tailoring is? Or, in fact, all trousers. Straight. It's always ironic.
It's the only thing about you that is. You cracked the bloody joke!
Yes, I know, but mine was funny. This is not handwritten, this is typed, but it's on lovely letterhead, so we'll go with it.
Okay
so we'll allow it in. It's from Terry and Carl. Sounds like a sitcom. Dear William Jordan and executive producer Ben, firstly, I would like to apologise for the type letter rather than its handwritten alternative. I fear that if I sent a letter in with my handwriting, it would take so long to decipher it that Ben would probably have snuck his way into a chief executive producer role by the time the message got across. No danger of that. Additionally, please excuse the company letterhead. I could say that I've been encouraged to write in by a fellow G&D co-worker of mine, and thus it seemed appropriate. But in reality, I just want to get paid to write this letter. Work smart, not hard, I suppose.
Yep.
I also wanted to say a massive thank you to the whole Sexted team. Last year, I left university, and as much as I tried, I wasn't quite prepared for the shift between living with a house of friends and living by myself. After being introduced to the podcast by my co-worker Carl, the aforementioned G and Diva, I heard your voices, and they made me laugh, and it keeps me company. Niceties aside, I write with a question that I'm hoping you can provide some advice for. Soon, I'll be moving in with my partner and his parents whilst we save some money for the next stage of our life. But I have one worry. His mother is a feeder. Her meals get to the point where you can't eat for 15 minutes straight and still sees no difference when you look down at your plate. Currently, I do my best to be a grateful guest. I have always been taught that it's poor etiquette to not finish your plate, quite frankly, it's getting ridiculous. I work for a bus company, which I know isn't particularly known for its slenderness, apologies Carl, but I worry that should this matter not be addressed, I'll no longer need to hop on a bus to get to work, as I'll be fine rolling down the road of my own accord. So my question is, how do I address it? I've tried making light of the situation with her, but regardless of how many jokes I make, she still presents me with a same portion size. Please help me. I'm only one man fighting my way through torrential amounts of spag bowl and roast dinners. Both Carl and I will be eagerly waiting your reply. Yours, Terry Vincent, brackets, more of a William, and Carl Cropper, brackets, more of a Jordan.
Thanks, Terry. Terry, I hear you, sister. I hear you. This was my childhood.
Really?
This is why I was... You've seen pictures of me as a kid, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've seen... We'll get some pictures and put them up, but I was... I was quite...
Are you sure you want those out there?
I was quite chubby as a child and as a teenager because I was brought up by a feeder too. And I also, apparently, I used to have three T's when I was younger. So I'd go to my auntie Caff's after...
Yeah, but that was your own fault.
After nursery, and she'd make me like a butty.
And then you'd go and tell your mother that you hadn't been fed.
Then my mum would make me tea. And then I'd go across to my auntie Linda's. Right, and my auntie Linda had met me like something to eat, and I'd have three teas for ages. And then it's why I'm so greedy now. So you've just got to hear me out, because I'm like a puppy. I will eat until I'm sick, but you've just got to have one portion and be like, that'll do me. Or maybe suggest some nights of the week that you're going to make your own tea.
Okay.
Your advice? Oh, God. It's Northern. I'm assuming that she's a Northern mum. Mum's just like feeding you.
Hull.
Yeah, God, up there they feed you. Hull. I remember when I went to uni and decided...
They feed you until you're full.
It's not that funny. William, it's really not that funny.
No, but after one of your martinis, it is. Oh, I'm halter bursting. Gets funnier.
Oh. I'm pissed at you. Okay, but yeah, what would I say? Anyway, they like to be, when I went to uni, I realised I needed to lose a bit of weight. Mm. I come back and my mum was livid. She's like, you look gaunt, you look ill. Blokes aren't meant to be like that. They're meant to have a bit of meat on them. Yeah, so I was brought up by a feeder, don't you worry.
Yeah, just try and eat as much as you can. If you've had the conversation with your mother-in-law, Terry, then that's all you can do. Just eat as much as you can. But yeah, the etiquette now is to try and clear everything on your plate.
What would you do then? As possible. Would you try and eat it? What would you do?
I try and eat as much as I could, but if I reach my limit, I'd stop.
You've been filled up a few times in Hull, haven't you? Filled up.
I have only once been to Hull.
Have you?
Yes.
What for?
Radio.
I've been a few times.
Nice. Final letter. This one is from Lexi. Dear William Jordan, brackets producer Ben. Firstly, I'd like to say I'm a huge fan of the podcast. My boyfriend introduced me to it in June and I have already listened to all the episodes.
Oh, thank you.
My question for you today is accompanied by a story that happened to one of my closest friends. She is the sort of person who constantly has the most bizarre and hilarious things happen to her, which couldn't happen to anyone else, a bit like Jordan. One day, while living with her aunties in her late teens and possibly lacking in common sense and street smart due to our upbringing on a small island in the Scottish Hebrides, she, to put it bluntly, desperately needed a shit. She ran to the toilet and did her business, forgetting that the toilet was in fact broken.
Oh.
Frantically flushing with nothing leaving the toilet bowl, she thought about her options.
No, I don't know.
There is much debate within our friendship group as to what the next step would be. But if we were in a similar situation, what she did would not have come to mind if it were me. She remembered she had a dog poo bag in her pocket and decided to take her deposit out of the toilet and put it in the bag.
I think that's pretty clever.
She then put the bag of shit into her pocket. I can see where this is going wrong. I'm unsure why she thought this was the easiest way to deal with the problem, but she created the most elaborate solution.
Was this at someone's house?
No, I think it was a public loo, wasn't it?
Oh, we just lit.
It was a house. She called the dogs, put on their leads, and took them on a walk to the nearest dog park, the whole time carrying her shit in her pocket. She then found a dog poo bin where she discarded the shit in a bag. A shit that had been a metaphorical and physical weight on her for the last half an hour. We often ask, why didn't she put it in the garden bin? Why did you create such an elaborate cover-up? However, she stands by her decision to this day. So my question for you is, what is the etiquette for if you accidentally shit in a broken toilet? We really can't end the series on this one. Thanks for an amazing podcast. Love you both. I have nothing to comment.
I think what your friend did was absolutely very wise and very, very good.
At least your bin didn't smell.
Yeah, I think that was, like, talk about thinking on your feet. Talk about up shit creek without a paddle. Yeah.
Just don't be up shit creek without a doggy bag.
I think she was very much, it was either that or throw it out the window.
Nice. Why am I saying nice? I don't know. I'd be honest, I've checked out.
That's made me feel a bit weird.
Has it?
Yeah.
Mm. Producer Ben is still sitting there in his robe.
Yeah.
It's quite sweet. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, if that don't leave you feeling very festive, G&D, it's not what will.
Yes, happy Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you.
And look, thank you so much for everyone who has listened over the last year, who has come to one of our live shows, who has stopped us to say hello in the street, who has sent us a message on social media, who has emailed in, who has slid into our DMs, who has written a handwritten letter. We appreciate each and every one of you.
I echo what William says. Genuinely, you are just the best listeners. You make this podcast and we love you to bits. And if you've been listening from the start or the last week or since TikTok, just thank you, because it's a joy and a pleasure to do this every week and you guys make it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you to the whole team that works hard on it as well. Producer
yes,
Ben.
To Jumpcut Jack Jack the Snipper. To Alex, Tia.
Who edits the videos. To
Tia on social media.
On social media.
To Stuart.
Stuart. Our executive producer.
Executive Luxury Deluxe.
How are you, lads? No, that's Geordie, isn't it? whose coat is that jacket. Have a good Christmas. So thank you very much.
And also thank you to Kat and to Mikey for putting up with all of the impressions.
And Diego.
Well, he's a dog.
And Sarah.
Oh, yes, my mother.
And Brian.
My brother.
Your brother. And Wendy and Graham.
And Wendy and Graham.
And the potato peeler lady. And I think we should leave you on that.
Shall we leave with a festive sing-song?
Do you want me to do a Wendy one?
Go on.
No, this is Wendy doing an impression of you. South William. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's funny. Pledge on your shoes. Like, all right, Mum, I get
it. Of all the things I've ever said, that's the thing that's stuck.
Pledge on your shoes. Should we leave him with a Christmas song?
Yes, which Christmas song should we do?
Jingle bells, Batman
no.
smells.
Let's
Robin
do
flew
How about
away.
Hark the Herald?
Uncle Billy lost his whirly on sake. The motorway. Hey, what's that one? No, I know what one we'll do. Come, they told
no,
him,
purr
up a pum pum.
Can we not? Oh, all I want for Christmas is you.
Okay.
Bit of Mariah. Because okay. I've got a great range. Okay. Here we go. I don't want
a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
And
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't even wish for Santa. Here's a Santa for Saint Nick.
And I don't want... Jump to the chorus.
All I want for Christmas is...
That's called a run.
You.
Martinis again.
Merry Christmas, Gene Divas.
Want to find the perfect Father's Day card? Dad deserves better than a drugstore card. This year, surprise him with a special personalized card from Moonpig. You can add your favorite photos and a heartfelt message. Plus, no more worrying about stamps or going to the post office, because we'll mail it for you the same day. Every dad deserves a Moonpig card. Get your first card free with code PODCAST at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.